الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام الصلاة إمام الدين فمن أقامها أقام الدين فمن تركها فقد حدم الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected listeners, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are commencing our lesson number 11. In lesson number 10, we have discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone is Allamul Ghuyub, meaning that He alone is the one in possession of the knowledge of the unseen. Briefly, in lesson number 10, we discussed about what we generally read on Fridays, Surah Kaf, concerning the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam when he accompanied Hazrat Khizr, and in their journey three important events took place. Briefly, he destroyed this ship, the woodwork of it, he removed the planks. Hazrat Khizr did this, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did not know why Hazrat Khizr did this. Then Hazrat Khizr, he killed a young lad to the astonishment of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Again Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did not know. And then, after not receiving hospitality and food from a locality, Hazrat Khizr, he straightened and reconstructed a falling wall. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam again was astonished, and he did not know until Hazrat Khizr explained to him the various reasons why he did this, which we explained in the previous lesson. Then we presented the example of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam when he was swallowed by the whale, and if he knew that eventually the whale is going to throw him out, then what was the need for pleading to Allah, to making dua to Allah? Then we have explained various incidents in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he went to Taif and the youngsters and the ruffians of Taif stoned him until he bled. If he knew this was going to happen, why did our blessed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go there? Knowledge of the unseen is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, that in Badr, the famous first battle of Badr, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weeping and making dua. If he knew, and if he was aware, and if he had the knowledge that 313 Sahaba are going to be successful tomorrow, then why was the crying in the dua and pleading before Allah? Then we cited the example of the battle of Badr, then Uhud, wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his tooth. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew this, why did he go to Uhud? Also, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making hijrat with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and staying in the cave, hiding away from those who were looking for them. And there was 100 camel reward on the head of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this journey was going to be absolutely safe, then why go to the cave and why take all these precautions? Similarly, when the delegation came from Najd, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 70 Sahaba, and 70 Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr, Badri Sahabis, and they were martyred and they were Hafizes. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had knowledge of the unseen, then why will he allow 70 of Badri Sahabis to go to that place of Bir Mauna and become martyred? Today we proceed and we discuss about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ. And before we discuss about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, let us start from the mother of Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Hazrat Isa, the mother of Hazrat Jesus Christ. The mother of Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was expecting a child, then she made a vow. And this vow was that whatever is in my stomach, whatever I am carrying, will be for the service of Baitul Muqaddas. Little realizing that she is going to give birth to a female, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. We say radiallahu ta'ala anha for Hazrat Maryam because the word alayhi salam is generally especially used for the prophets, for the anbiya. And Hazrat Maryam is not a prophet but a righteous, pious lady of Islam. When Hazrat Maryam's mother gave birth, then realizing that it was a female, she brought it to the buzrugs, to the elders, to the righteous and the pious custodians and guardians of the Baitul Muqaddas, amongst whom was Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam. And she presented Hazrat Maryam to them, stating that I have vowed, I have pledged that whatever is in my stomach, I will give for the service of Baitul Muqaddas. First of all, we can make out from this that she did not know that she is carrying a female. In this day, when she presented the female to the Baitul Muqaddas elders, they also were worried, because first time now in their history a female was given for the service of Baitul Muqaddas. Generally, men gave their time, the youngsters gave their time, and now a female has been presented. So a discussion arose, who is going to care for Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha? After deliberation, they stated, to solve this problem, who is going to care for, who is going to bring up Hazrat Maryam, who is going to be the guardian of Hazrat Maryam, all the elders who wanted to care for her stated they should go to a river and take their pens, take their writing pens there. In those days, they should not have fountain pens or ball pens like us, but they should have sticks which had nibs at the end they should dip it and write. So they took those, and they stated each one who wanted to care for and become the guardian of Hazrat Maryam must cast their pens in the water, and the pen that flows against the current, the pen that flows opposite to the current, that person, the owner of that pen, will become the guardian and custodian of Hazrat Maryam. Here we should know that Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, the Nabi of that age, he was one of the senior most custodians of the Baytul Muqaddas, and also he was the uncle of Hazrat Maryam, and he desired most to care for her. When all the elders and righteous men of Baytul Muqaddas cast their pens, then Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam's pen flowed in the opposite direction. He was happy, and now he was the official rightful custodian and guardian of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. A room was provided for her, she grew up, and she was righteous and pious. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, being the uncle of Hazrat Maryam, should visit her, care for her, and look after, tend to her needs. Then one day, when he entered her room, he saw off-season fruits there, fruits which are not available easily in that season. In fact, let alone available easily, not available at all, because in those days they did not possess fridges and freezers and refrigerators, etc., no storage rooms. So whatever fruit came of that season was eaten, waiting for the next season's fruit. But in her room he found off-season fruit. So he inquired from her that where did this fruit come from? How did this fruit get here? So she said that min indillah, that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah. See, the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, he does not know where the fruit is coming from. He does not know how she got the fruit there. He does not know how that fruit made its way to the room of Hazrat Maryam. And there and then, he raised his hands and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, that you are the provider of off-season fruits. And his wife was barren. She could not bear children. She could not give birth to children. He made dua that, Ya Allah, grant me an issue, grant me an offspring. And he returned. When he returned, after a few days, then the angels came to him, giving him glad tidings, that we give you glad tidings of a son. And they gave the son the name to, that his name will be Yahya. And the qualities, that he will be dignified and honored. And his wife began to smile, that how can she bear children when she is old and barren? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires something, then it happens. This glad tidings brought by the angels was received by them happily and joyously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in this age, those who do not have children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some stage, he changes the order of things, and by treatment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all those difficulties, and people who do not have children for 12 years, 20 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with offsprings. So, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam was born. And Hazrat Yahya is the cousin brother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Meanwhile, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went out to take a ghusl, to take a bath. She had just completed her menstruation, and she went out to take a ghusl. When she had completely dressed herself, then an angel appeared before her. And the angel spoke to her and told her that you are going to have a child. She immediately said that how can I have a child when no one has touched me, when no man has touched me? He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed so, and he blew into her. She returned and began a normal pregnancy period. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should visit her in the room, but he did not realize that his niece was expecting a child. Why? Knowledge of the unseen, knowledge of the unseen in totality, is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, when it was about time to deliver, he proceeded out of that place, and this time the angel came to her, speaking to her from across the waters, across the river, and telling her that you must stay under a date tree and give birth there, and also that feed your child with the water, the fresh water there, and the dates from the date tree. So all this inspiration to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, the angels did and gave. Hazrat Maryam was worried that when she takes the child to the village, to the locality back, they will inquire from her, obviously, where did you get this child? So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her, she should fast. And the fasting of those days, besides not eating and drinking, was also not speaking. So she proceeded with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, in her arms towards Baytul Muqaddas. When she reached there, and she had given birth in a place called Nazara. That is why the Arabic word for the Christians is Nasara. And due to linguistic change, that place was referred to as Nazareth. Respected listeners, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha brought Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The people questioned her that your mother was noble and righteous and pious. What has happened? Where did this child come from? So she pointed, wa isharat ilay, she pointed towards Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam spoke at that age, barely 1-2 days old, and he said, Inni Abdullah Ati al Kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. That Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these words in Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ's mouth, negating the future concepts that he is part of God, or he is God, or he is son of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these words that Inni Abdullah, that I am servant of Allah. Just as all the other Anbiya, they were servants of Allah. That is why he said Inni Abdullah. That is why our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also preferred servant. He preferred servanthood, bondshood, instead of kingship when it was presented to him. And he said that he's got a kitab, Ati al kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya, I've been given a kitab and made a nabi. Here also we learn that a nabi is born a nabi, and also Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was exonerated from all the accusations given on her. All the accusations leveled on her, all now she was exonerated completely and totally from those. The people were happy because the child spoke, clarifying her name. So from this also we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who's got the knowledge of the unseen. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she did not know the child is going to speak and exonerate her. Otherwise this whole incident and story becomes drama. So what we learn from the story of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is that the knowledge of the unseen is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Inshallah, in the next lesson, we will continue from here explaining a little more about the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.